the world is full of adversity, it stops most people from moving forward. So many times I've seen people have good ideas, and they went and they talked to somebody, and the person that they talked to that they really believed in tore them down a bit and said, ah, it's stupid, it'll never work. Instead of them, you know, critiquing it and saying, hey, you need to make some modifications here, the next time that somebody critiques you, ask them those questions. Well, if it doesn't work, why not? Why do you say that?
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. I'm at Haleiwa Beach Park, and today I'm out in the wild, meaning I'm sitting 20 feet from the ocean. So you may hear a little bit of sound from the waves coming in. You might hear a little bit of a breeze. You could hear a helicopter or people walking by because this is a tourist location. And today, you know, I really wanted to go over something that I see frequently in just about every industry that I work in. And even problems that I've had on my own, I'm not impervious to this. I'm not, you know, bulletproof. There's problems that I've had in my life. And I want to talk to you specifically about being discouraged or being torn down by others. One of the things that I'm really good at and I've taken tests on is strategy. And a couple of the tests that I've taken, I've scored very high in strategy. So when I work with people, I look for what's the common thread. I look for what's the common issue. What's the common thing that I'm seeing? And I've really narrowed discouragement down to 7 plays. There's really only 7 moves, right? There's only 7 tactics that discouragement can come in. And when you deal with other people, one of the things that you're going to find is it takes zero risk or effort to tear somebody down for the most part, because there doesn't have to be buy-in. You can just say it's not going to work. And you don't have to put any thought to it. You can just put some negative action to it and then walk away, crumple it up, and never have to worry about it again. There may be some relational capital that it destroys, but for the most part, it's easy to say it won't work because now you don't have to come up with ideas to find reasons why it will. So I'm gonna break down the 7 plays of discouragement for you. And for the most part, this is what I see on a consistent basis. And in my mind, everything else is a subset from here. So the first one is you're not good enough. And unfortunately, there are people out there that tear people down and say you're not good enough. Another version of this is this isn't good enough. Now, when you have a coach or a mentor who's critiquing you and saying this isn't good enough, that's not the same thing. That's you're paying somebody to show you how to be better at what you do. You're paying somebody to coach you along the way. So I've had coaches or mentors. I could think of David Garfinkel was my copywriting coach when I first started copywriting, and he ripped apart one of my messages, one of my pieces of copy, and said, Scott, this isn't good enough. He wasn't saying you're not good enough. He was saying this isn't good enough. And sometimes people get that confused as they hear this isn't good enough for, you know what, you could be doing better. And the this isn't good enough is the one is going to be when somebody's doing it to try to hurt your feelings or dismiss you. The second on this list is your idea won't work. And, you know, once again, it takes zero risk for someone to say your idea is not going to work. It's not going to work, right? Hey, I got a really cool idea. Not going to work. It's insulation. That way you don't have to, that person doesn't have to own any part of getting along with you to make something happen. And sometimes when you roll an idea out to a group of people, they'll say, this will never work. And the thing to remember that a lot of times when people are saying something won't work or it can't work or I don't think I like this is what they're really saying is they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe that they could make it happen. And so what they do is they take it out on you. Third on this list is nobody will like this idea or this idea is stupid. And I see sometimes when I work on a project that people don't have the same vision, they don't have the same background, they don't have the same knowledge of you, it's really easy for them to tear an idea down. Like, you're giving them the movie trailer, you're giving them the snippet. And a lot of times people are not taught how to effectively persuade with an idea in three sentences or less. So the person that you're telling the idea to doesn't buy into the vision because you're having a tough time creating it. Sometimes it does come from you because you're not expressing the idea in a way that's going to make sense. And so the person, instead of saying, hey, I'm sorry, I'm confused, could you tell me more? It's easier for them to say, you know what? Nobody's going to like this idea. It's stupid. This idea is stupid. And, you know, instead of somebody being very encouraging and saying, hey, I think that you've got something good going on here, it needs a little bit of refinement, you know, that puts risk on their part. They're going to have to come out and say, here's an idea for you, and they could be rejected as well. So rejection goes both ways. It's very safe for someone to say, I don't like it, it's not going to work, because there's no change required in their life. They don't have to do anything about it. Number five, oh my goodness. This is one of those things that goes back to high school and junior high. And for the most part, a lot of people have been made fun of in their life. I've been made fun of a lot, and I use it to my advantage. I look at it and say, hey, what's the worst that can happen? I've been called names. I've been teased without mercy for a long time. So when someone's like, hey, I'm going to make fun of you, I'm just like, join the line. It's like 5,000 people deep at this point. Whatever you have to say isn't really going to hurt me. But not everybody has that same activity in their life. Not everybody's had the same chance to have that happen. Anytime that somebody's going to make fun of me, I'm just like, hey, that person is either really hurt or really broken, and they need some love in their life. They're doing this to deflect what I have to offer. Next on the list, I'm going to look dumb. I'm going to look dumb. You know, every one of us has a memory in our life that when we look back, we're like, oh my goodness, I look so dumb. And then we go and we talk to the people around that were there at the time. They're like, I don't remember what you were talking about. I can't even recall that instance. That really made you feel bad. That really made you look dumb. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, let's go grab a bite to eat. Let's get on with life. But so many people live in the past and say, hey, I looked dumb in this instance, and it caused this problem for me, and I really struggle with moving forward. I see this so much when I work with a salesperson and I teach them a new strategy. And they go like, you know, if I say that or I do that, I'm going to look dumb, and the person's going to counter, and this is what they're going to say. And then I have to remind them, like, hey, look, in the world of sales and training, I'm a million tacos ahead of you. I'm not going to teach you something that doesn't work. It might break if you use the strategy wrong. It might break if you're not using it the right way. But go at it the way that I'm showing you. Everything's going to be okay. When you've got a good coach, when you've got a good mentor, like, there's one of the last things you got to worry about is the strategy. It's just, how are you going to implement it? Number seven on the list, and this is a big one. This is a huge one. I'm going to get rejected, okay? And the way that I look at life now is everything that we do is a series of yes or no. So I'm out here in Holly Eva. Right around the corner, there's a gas station, and there's a three-way stop sign. And today, on the way here, a guy ran in front of me in his car and cut me off, right? And in my mind, that's a form of rejection because he said, no, you don't get to go. But I didn't freak out and I didn't get upset and I didn't go, I just got rejected. I just went, hey, that's part of life. And, you know, when you're a carpenter getting a splinter of wood in your finger, that's part of life. I'm saying that because I'm using my table right now and I got a splinter earlier. When you're a chef, you drop something on the floor. That's rejection. But, you know, salespeople and entrepreneurs, they look at it a different way, and they get caught up in things. I'm driving down the road. Yesterday, I'm on the way to Honolulu to shoot some YouTube videos. I was shooting video number 2,500 for my YouTube channel because I wanted a really cool one with Honolulu in the background. And I almost ran out of gas. And in a way, my car was rejecting me, but it didn't come out and say, hey, Scott, I'm rejecting me. I'm rejecting you. It didn't work out to my favor. And so for you, I'm gonna say, hey, look, when you develop the outlook on life that there's only so many moves that somebody can take against you, there's only so many bad things that somebody can say. Like, there's seven of them right here. You're not good enough. Your idea won't work. Nobody will like this. You can't do this. And then when you change it, like, internally to people will make fun of me, I'm going to look dumb, and I'm going to get rejected. Like, that's it. There's seven moves. I mean, you might be able to think of fringe one or two more, but for the most part, there's only seven moves that life has against you. There's only seven things that people can say to you. And I kind of laugh When I introduce an idea somewhere and somebody says one of these seven things, I'm like, all right, well, I only got six more to go. I'm going to get all my ticket punched. I'm going to have everything on my list taken care of today. What else are you going to say? What else you got? What are you going to do that I haven't heard or I haven't seen before? And if you have an idea, if you have a concept and you have a strategy, maybe you just need to refine how you explain it a little bit better. Maybe it's going to take some work on your part. But to get caught up in these seven things that hold people back, I'm going to encourage you. We've never met. I believe in you. You know how I believe in you? Because you've listened to the whole show. You've listened to the whole podcast. You might have taken notes. You might have nodded your head a couple of times and said, hey, you know what? I never really thought about it that way. I believe in you. As long as you're doing something good for your life, you're not causing physical harm to you or yourself, and you're not breaking the law, if you send me a message and you're like, hey, things are tough, I'll send you a message back. Keep going, right? The world is full of adversity. It stops most people from moving forward. So many times I've seen people have good ideas, and they went and they talked to somebody, and the person that they talked to that they really believed in tore them down a bit and said, it's stupid, it'll never work. Instead of them, you know, critiquing it and saying, hey, you need to make some modifications here, the next time that somebody critiques you, ask them those questions. Well, if it doesn't work, why not? Why do you say that? Well, I don't believe in it. Well, no, that they have no buy-in. They don't want buy-in. They're not trying to help you. They're trying to say, I really don't want to have this conversation. I don't believe in myself enough to give you good advice. And look at it and go, you just freed yourself from getting away from somebody who really didn't have any buy-in for what you were doing. This is why it's important for you to find a group of people. And if you're in a remote location, go on social media and go into any group. So, like, I'm a part of a couple different groups. I'm a part of some sales groups and some YouTube groups. And start just, like, look under the key term, congratulations. Just search the term congratulations. And if somebody consistently is posting positive things in a group, that's probably a positive person that you could connect with, okay? So you can go through a group and look for positive words that people have used. And if they have them, you know, friend that person. Send them a message. Hey, I really like that you encourage people. I really like that you're a very encouraging person. And then, you know, they may say, hey, well, be a friend of mine. Or they may go, well, you know, I've looked at your profile. I don't want to be a friend. They might not friend you. That doesn't mean you stop. That means you keep going. Every time that somebody gives me rejection, every time that somebody uses one of these seven things on me, or every time that I use it on myself, I am not a perfect person. I screw up on average 4.5 times a day. I just, you know, that's my running joke. 4.5 times a day. I'm not a perfect person. So please, I'm not preaching at you. I'm saying, look, there's so many people out there that have a negative outlook on life because if they buy in, now they have to be a part of it. Now they have to say, like, okay, here's what I would do differently. Here's how things go. And sometimes people don't want that. So you got to find the people who are going to encourage you and tell you, hey, I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Or, hey, I think it's a good idea. I like where you're going with it, but it just needs a couple of tweaks. It needs some polishing. There you go. Seven moves. That's it. There are only seven moves of discouragement. There's only seven moves that somebody can pull on you or you can pull on yourself when it comes to losing an idea or coming against your idea. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.